T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On a Wednesday, Joe, caught you in a bad moment over there. That's why I jumped in to run to your rescue.
This is unbelievable, Ron. I don't care if people hear me eat. Slice on Broadway. What a place. Look at Bob's plate over there.
Enough to feed an army.
What a well-balanced meal he got. Huh, Ron?
A little bit of everything. He's trying it. This is the first Wednesday. We get this every Wednesday thanks to the Slice by Broadway people. This is the first Wednesday Bob has been in with us.
He really enjoys this, I think. Of course, he's not here for the segment opening, right?
No.
Prioritizing food.
Nah, but he got his plate, though. I don't know what he's doing here.
Well, he wants to socialize because everybody's back in the office these days. A lot of people look up to Bob as a hero. So he's prioritizing socializing over us. He's right out here. Look out the window. He's standing right there. And right above him, it says on. That means we're on, right?
I can't see him over there, but I'll take your word for it.
So,
what do you want to say about the Steelers' schedule?
Well, let's take a look at it, shall we?
Here he comes. A little bit late, but he's here.
Bob, what is going on out there? Are you socializing?
I had no idea Wednesdays were like this around here. So I come in on Mondays. There's no pizza. This slice is really good.
A lot of people want to talk to you out there. I get that. Is that the case?
No, I'm just too busy eating.
You have a very well-balanced meal, Bob. Piece of pizza, pepperoni
roll,
and
salad. See,
the salad
is sort of the guilt thing, you know?
Right.
If you're going to eat garlic.
As if that makes up for the rest by having a salad.
Psychologically, it does. For me.
I know. Maybe. I don't even bother anymore. Let's take a look at the Steelers' schedule, shall we? We have... See, and let's take a look at it in the context of, does it look now as daunting as it did at the beginning of the year? Forget the games that have already been played. From here on out, they get a huge break, obviously, with Seattle. Russell Wilson's played, Ron, he's played like 160 games in a row. They don't even know what it's like to go into a game without him.
They do not. And Geno Smith, did you hear what Tomlin said about him the other day? He's not a young pup. I love that. He's not a young pup. He's 31. He's been around. He ain't no Russell Wilson.
Oh, my God.
But at least he can offer the things that Russell Wilson can, in theory.
No, he
can move around is what I'm trying to say. Their offense is a lot predicated on moving him around out of necessity half the time because he's running for his life. But I think at least Geno Smith has the legs that can keep plays alive.
Did you try the buffalo chicken pizza, Bob, or what do you have over there?
No, just pepperoni.
Ron, what'd you go for?
I just go for the pepperoni pie.
Both of you very
conservative
choices, yes. This is a giant break for the Steelers. And I agree that, like, at least to this extent, he made some throws the other night, and they have some receivers who could be dangerous. They do. But their defense is, like, historically horrendous. They have no pass rush.
Pace for the most yards in NFL history.
So we'll all agree that this game looks very different, and it looks in the Steelers' favor compared to what we thought, right?
Yes.
How about Cleveland the following week? Better?
No, they have an
worse,
off week.
The same?
They have a chance to get healthy. The Steelers.
Well, yes, the following game.
The bye week.
Yes.
Yeah, but it's important, I think, that they do have the bye week could come out at a great time for them getting all these groin injuries, right? You have a chance to get healthy.
Sure.
Now, did the Browns play? I didn't see. Did the Browns play the week before?
I don't know.
I'll look that up. But
are they better, worse, or the same as we thought, the Cleve Brownies? Bob?
I thought my answer would be the same in that I thought they were going to be carried by a run game that helps Baker Mayfield, but I thought their defense would be better than it is. So that's the one thing that I thought I'd see better results from, and I'm not. So they have defensive issues and challenges as well. I mean, you don't go and give up 47 points on the road to, I don't care who's your quarterback. That's a lot of points to give up.
I agree. They play Denver, Ron, on a Thursday.
Yeah, I
horses,
see that.
Broncos.
I see that on
so they
Thursday
get a little bit of time off.
They get 10 days. They're about what I thought they would be. I picked them to win the division. I'm still going to pick them to win the division.
They're worse than what I thought they would be. I've seen them now several times. They struggled with Houston. They struggled badly with Minnesota, and they gave up a combined, let me count them, 80 points to Kansas City and L.A. I still think they're very good. Don't get me wrong, but they're a little bit lesser than I thought they would be. So two out of three agree there. Ron disagrees. The next one would be, let me see here.
Chicago. At home. And then Detroit at home. Back-to-back games.
How about the Bears? Just about what we thought they'd be. They stink, right?
I mean, are they
a little better?
Trying to work in a new quarterback, the young kid. They're not very good, I don't think.
They just beat
the Raiders, but the Raiders were a mess because of what was going on out there.
I think they're a bigger challenge than I thought they would be because I thought we were going to see Andy Dalton perhaps. Instead, it's Justin Fields, and they have won two in a row, and they did beat the Bengals. They're a little better than I thought, actually.
But still beatable at home.
Both of those games have to be.
Oh, my God, yes. Beatable. They stink. They're just better than I thought they'd be. How about the Lions?
They stink.
But they've been close in so many weeks.
Did I see they lost?
They stink.
They're the only team in NFL history, though, I think, that has lost multiple games on 50-plus yard field goals on the final play.
Really?
Yeah.
They're as bad as I thought they were.
Okay, so right there, just stop the schedule right there.
Yes.
So theoretically, this game Sunday is so huge, Seattle. You're 3-3. You have a chance to go 6-3. If you can beat Cleveland,
yes,
at Cleveland, and then you have Chicago and Detroit. Now, then it gets tougher. You got to go to L.A. with the Chargers. You have a chance to go 6-3.
Yes, you do. An outside chance, but yes.
I'm not going to predict it. I don't know that they're going to win all. I'm not sure they're going to win this week. But
I don't know when you say who would have thought. I don't know about that. Because even coming home from Green Bay, would I have thought they would beat the Broncos? I predicted they would beat the Broncos. So did you?
Yes, I did.
The Seahawks without Russell Wilson? That I guess if you mean by who would have thought they would get that break,
right.
I agree.
The whole thing changed.
If you look at like where you guys go game by game. I had them 3-3 at the break, 10-7 overall. And most of my thought was they were going to lose to Buffalo, lose to Green Bay, and lose to Seattle and win the other three.
Mm-hmm.
And so however you shake it out, it's still kind of where I thought they would be, just not the way I thought they would do it. But breaks
now
have
I
to
need,
be part of it.
But see, after that game against Detroit, the schedule is just brutal. Brutal.
Mm-hmm.
Two Baltimore trips, a trip to Cincinnati, not to mention all the L.A.
I need you to follow the rules now, both of you. Adhere to the rules. Give me a short answer on whether these teams are better, worse, or the same than you projected them to be.
Okay.
For the rest of the schedule, Chargers, for me, better.
Better.
A little bit better. I thought they were going to be good.
Bengals.
Better.
Ravens.
Worse, even though they're 4-1.
I agree with that. They're worse than I thought they would be, and they're 4-1. Ron?
About the same. I thought they'd be second in the division.
Vikings. Worse.
Worse.
Yeah, worse. They find ways to lose.
The Tennessee Titans. They're worse than I thought they would be.
Except one player, huh?
Worse, but.
Boy, they can run the ball with that guy.
I always love running teams.
They lost to the Jets. They're worse. They're actually worse. They legitimately are worse than I thought they would be. Okay, we've gone over the division. Then we're left with the Chiefs.
Much worse.
Significantly worse.
Much worse.
Especially defensively.
How about Mahomes? He hasn't played good.
I know, but especially I still believe he will.
I mean, I think he's still the best quarterback in the league, but he's not playing like it.
So, by and large, I would say take all of our opinions with each of these teams, and I think the schedule right now looks better than what we would have projected, with some exceptions. Would you guys agree with that?
I still think after starting with that Chargers away game, it's brutal.
Nobody said it wasn't, but is it less brutal than you thought it would be?
I thought it was going to be brutal then. I still think it's going to be brutal
I think it's
now.
Less brutal, but it's still
based
top.
On what, Tennessee?
Based on
Tennessee,
Seattle,
Minnesota.
Tennessee, Minnesota, Baltimore,
Baltimore,
Cleveland.
I don't know what to think of. I know that the Steelers have had success you know, against Lamar Jackson. They have. They haven't allowed him to do what he wants to do in some of these games.
It's definitely, for me at least, based on Kansas City, Tennessee, Minnesota, and that would be it. But that's pretty
but
much
all the
stretch
betters
run.
That we described are in division, largely with the exception of Baltimore, which I sent us to
4-1.
No,
I said Cleveland is worse than I thought.
Oh,
they'd
did?
Be. Yeah. Didn't you?
I thought they were.
Ron, I thought Bob said that too.
Cleveland is not. I still think they're the best in the division.
I praise their run game. I don't think I said that. If I did, I.
They may still be the best in the division, but I didn't think they'd be sitting here facing the prospect of 3-3 and giving up 80 points to Kansas City and San Diego.
Let me ask you a question on a team you didn't ask.
Or L.A.,
Steelers,
whatever their name is.
Better or worse?
Clearly worse.
See, I think trending better.
Well, is the question, are they better or worse than I thought they would be?
I thought
or where are they headed?
I saw the 3-3 at the break, and I thought.
But that the record doesn't.
I know.
They're not worse than you thought they'd be?
No, I thought they would be what they are, and I think they're going to. My whole thing was their offensive line would grow into themselves as the year went on, and they would feature Najee Harris more.
They're about the same as what I thought. I said 8-9. I still think that's going to be about the right call for them. I don't see them making the playoffs. I don't think they're much better than that. I don't think they're much worse than that. Obviously, the guys keep dropping the injuries, but about the same, about what I thought they would be.
Yeah. Yeah, I think me too. I just think that the Chiefs not looking like a juggernaut, the Titans having lost to the Jets and sitting here maybe at 3-3 after this week, I don't know. That schedule has softened a bit, and it starts this week. Clearly, we all agree that a game where you're going to have to face the monster of Russell Wilson was off to a spectacular start has turned into a you better win game.
This is a better win game. Yep.
Bob, you ready to dig into your plate there? It's very polite of you not to do it yet.
I've been looking at the clock so that you can get to the weather forecast and then the break.
I may delay it a little just to keep you from eating. Jay Caulfield coming up. Let's talk about that Penguins game and everything that could be ahead for that team.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.